Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is October the 8th, 2023. It is 10:38 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I started my channeling this morning around 9:04. I got a lot of great information. We went really deep as far as the significance of this year's harvest season. And I'm not talking about the farmers who are at the markets. I'm talking about power, energy. The chakras that are going to be embodying a very powerful mystic influence is going to be the root chakra, the heart chakra, the third eye chakra, and your crown chakra. The other chakras, as far as your sacral chakra and your throat chakra, are kind of just going to follow suit and just almost feel like you know, like when you just say the right words at the right time without even trying, or you pick up a tool and you automatically just know how to use it. That's that kind of vibration that's going to be hitting those other chakras. Regardless of your religion, your spiritual faith, or your origin, the nine graces and the gifts of spirit are extremely important for this harvest season. So the nine graces: love, peace, suffering, gentle, good faith, meek, and temperance, gifts of spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowing, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and that energy associated to a cat having nine lives. The nine lives portion is relevant. As of 9:04 this morning, the numbers that you're going to see a lot of are going to be 5, 3, 7, 9, and 8. Watch your consumption, watch your tone, watch your motives, your intentions. Pay attention to what triggers you. Pay attention to other people's triggers. Listen to what's not being said. You know, trust your intuition. It's, you know, there's this thing where it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. But sometimes even having proof isn't enough. You know, you can walk on water in front of someone and they'll tell you that you did a magic trick, or they'll try to discredit you, tear you down, and do whatever they need to do. You can grab someone's lung cancer through a Zoom session, and they will call you a demon and pick you apart and look for every opportunity to discredit you and show you to be something unholy. They will tear you down and do whatever they want to do because they think and feel like they can. You will do the work and everything that everyone who is in this type of community yearns for, strives for, pushes for, right? We all want to go within. We all want to ascend. We all want to tap into our ancestors, our loved ones who passed on. We want that one last conversation, that phone call, that feeling, that visit, that comfort. But if we see somebody else doing it better than us or in a way that we cannot, people tend to get threatened or intimidated. And they do petty, low vibrational things. And unfortunately, once you throw that stone, you can't unthrow it. This harvest season is going to be the season of deliverance. What goes around comes back around, right? Being balanced. Recognizing that everybody's already connected all of the dots. And when you start trying to belittle and attack certain things, things get amplified. They get, people pay more attention, right? It gets more attention drawn into it. So be mindful of that. So watch your sacral and watch your third eye. Very powerful energy right now. Depending on what you've been through in your life, you're going to understand the nine lives portion much louder. What I did was I recorded this for about an hour and I dove into everything really energetically deep, right? Really, really, really deep. And then I removed it from the same episode that this recording is tied to. So if you are high vibrational, if you are of divine lineage, right? If you are really not that type of person who is all about fucking with people and siphoning their energy and throwing entities around, and you're not walking around as hired hands, kind of like hitmen, you will understand everything I just said, and you will feel it and recognize it in the exact way you should. And if you are the type of individual who likes to throw stones and hide hands, or throw stones and stand there and smile in somebody's face like you can be trusted, like a fucking snake, you will experience energies like a hawk. Right? Because what do red tails do? They swoop down and they grab the snakes out the fucking grass and they release them while they're in flight. And then they swoop down and they grab them again and they do what they like to do, right? Not always, but I've seen it, right? TV? Google it. You'll see it. YouTube a video of a red hawk, a red tail hawk grabbing a snake and releasing it in the middle of the air and grabbing it again. It's incredible. So harvest season is now. It's today as of 9:04 this morning. And it's delivering the nine graces: love, peace, suffering, gentle, good, faith, meek, and temperance. The gifts of spirit are relevant: the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And nine lives is significant. The mystical essence of what we attribute to a cat having nine lives is here. It's flowing. It exists. It's present. It's physical. Some websites you can check out to validate the energetic vibrations associated to the chakras, which is why I'm calling them out, would be bettersleep.com. They call it out there. And the energetic significance to the nine graces and the gifts of spirit and the nine lives, you can check out more on thehindu.com. So one more time. If you are a mystic, if you are high vibrational, if you are indigenous, if you have done what Native Americans have actually done, and that's learn the language of the universe, right? Universal language, universal knowledge, being able to walk into a room and feel and know every single person's motive, intention, behavior, affiliations, associations, being able to have a 1-minute phone call with someone and picking up the toxicity in the room that they're in without even being in the building. Good for you. This energy is going to amplify your abilities. So stay focused. Prophecies, miracles, the ability to heal, the ability to understand and speak in tongues, even when you're not even trying to. And tongues mean so many other things to you than what people think it does, right? The tongues is way more than what they depict it to be. The word of wisdom as a gift from spirit. Fuck what you can prove. Your knowing is going to be so strong that nothing that anybody says is going to deter you. Get focused. Make a list, because some people who are hired hands are going to be dealt with. And when people are dealt with by the divine, they get desperate. Think of a child leaving Chuck E. Cheese and they don't want to leave. Think of someone who has been hired to be their hands, and they're not demonstrating accordingly. They're going to get desperate. People will get desperate. When you walk into an establishment and somebody's not treating you how they treat others, recognize that. Recognize it for what it is. Listen to what they're saying or not saying. See how they're behaving towards one area and not towards the other. make your assumptions or trust that word of wisdom, the word of knowledge that Spirit's going to be giving to you. You don't have to be from seriously strong lineages to get visited by Spirit. What you put out is coming back tenfold. Tenfold. Right? As a Heyoka empath, we have to mirror people. So if people who we've only given our best foot forward to are constantly negative and low vibrational towards us and feel victimized or you know, attacked by us simply for just existing, they're embodying the reflection of their own vibration, because Heyoka empaths naturally vibrate and radiate energy so pure that it acts like a mirror and it reflects it right back. So remember that. If you own a business, make sure your licenses are intact, your not just your licenses, but your business license, right? So you might have a trade license and then the right to operate a business and then like a DBA and all those other great things. Make sure all of your ducks are in order. Not because tax season's coming in the United States, but because this is harvest season. You are setting the tone. You are receiving and setting the tone for the next 3 months. So you have October, November, December, and January. You are in October, so it's November, December, and January. You are setting the tone. You know, new year, new me starts now. What's that new year, new you going to look like? Start it now. So it's already in motion. It's already in existence for the new year. Pray for individuals who are toxic as fuck and still fucking with your energy and trying to manipulate you and demonize things that threaten them or the things that they rely upon to justify who they are in this world, right? Some people have nothing but faith. Some people have nothing but religion. Some people are nothing without their friends. Some people have nothing without their partners. Because they've not learned independence. They've not learned how to go within themselves and be within themselves and trust and love themselves so much that they don't put external and other people's knowledge before their own. Pray for them, because they're the ones who are going to reap what they sow the worst or the most. It don't matter how big your checkbook is. What goes around always comes back around. I think a few months back into like a year or two, actually it feels more like 3 years ago, 2018, 2021, those kind of years, I had some episodes where I was talking about the new era and how tables are turning and how things are going to be shifting and how mystics are going to be standing freely, right? How real wisdom is going to be demonstrated. How individuals who would attack and belittle and step on certain classes or certain types of individuals are no longer going to be able to do that. They're going to actually be that stereotype that they projected outward on others. Tables are turning. You know, the person who was on top is now on the bottom. The person who was in the back is now in the front. If you always throw stones and hide your hands are now shown. No matter how much money you have to hide them, no matter how much connections you have to block them, they're still going to get shown, whether it's in the sleep state, whether it's out in public, whether it don't even matter, it's just going to be shown. So always walk with your best foot forward. And for some of you, pay attention to your chakras. Pay attention to the way that the energy is impacting them. Look up every chakra. There's actually 72 chakras associated to the body that are influenced by harvest season. So pay attention to them and the way that they all tie in. And the way that your mind and your thoughts are directed. You know, this chakra is associated to this part of the body and it influences this area of the life and it's tied to these zodiac signs and those gods and those astrological placements. And, you know, I'm hearing something way bigger, but I'm going to stop. You know, look into all of it and then pay attention to your thoughts, pay attention to your actions, pay attention to the person you pretend to be when you are around other individuals, and pay attention to who you actually are within yourself when you're safe from other people's opinions. I'm sorry. Forgiveness is key, always forgiveness. But, you know, a friend told me, how many times are you going to forgive someone? So if you have somebody in your life who, you know, you forgive them and then they stab you and then you heal, and then you forgive them and they stab you and you heal, and then you forgive them and they stab you and you heal, do not allow anybody to manipulate you or force you into feeling like you need to continue that karmic cycle of forgiveness, being wronged, healing, going back into it, being wronged, healing, forgiving, and going back into it. Do not allow anyone to guilt trip you or trick you. You know, and that doesn't have to be an obvious wound, right? It could be the person on the side of you who has been there by you, considered to be your day one, who's done the most. Right? They hire hands to do the dirty work. So when they're around you, their hands are clean. Those are the ones that are really going to be experiencing harvest season this year. So nine graces, gift of spirit, the energy, the mystic energy associated with nine lives, the numeric power of the number nine, the symbol, its significance, its appearance, what it actually represents, a dragonfly, fairies, afterlife. All of that is significant for right now. So work with your chakras, watch your consumption, keep your thoughts clean. And remember, you're setting the tone for the next 3 months. November the 3rd is going to be a major energetic shift, right? That's going to try to think of it like that projector from elementary school where every time they wrote on something, they could put another clear piece of plastic over it, like a plastic sheet, and write on that. And when you're looking at the board, it's one image, even though it's different layers. November 3rd is when many layers are going to become one layer for you, for everyone. For everyone. November 3rd. You want to bring out your protection. You want to make sure you're energetically grounded before you get out of bed. You want to make sure you are energetically protected before you get out of bed, before you go to sleep the night before. You want to keep your thoughts clean. Make a list so you can stay on track regardless of the external influences that are sent to you. Speak less and do more, right? And even though it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. Sometimes holding on to what you know, when everybody thinks everything's gone and the dust has settled, that knowledge that you didn't do anything with, that you still have, is going to help you to demonstrate that proof. And I heard a check mark, you know, I heard that ding, like check. So all those times when people were like, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. You can't fucking prove it. There's no fucking proof. It's like the people who did all those rapes, and it's no big deal because you can't prove it. But then all these years later, all those saved DNA samples just fucking proved it. that's that kind of vibe that's happening right now. And it's going to carry through to January. Watch yourself. Watch your intentions. And if you've already been on a motion of doing fucked up shit, tables turned. We're in a new era. A new era, okay? You're not escaping it. The way you hold people accountable for things that they have nothing to do with or for things that you misinterpreted, you're going to be held accountable in a similar fashion, and you cannot escape it. And you know who's wrong. You know who's got a guilty conscience because people do stupid shit. Stupid, stupid shit. You know, like you can innocently walk into a store because, oh shit, I've been seeing that commercial on TV like every freaking day. I didn't even know we had one in this neighborhood. Let me go check it out. And then all of a sudden there's panic on people's faces. And then when you're leaving, you see somebody else who looks relieved that you're leaving, but panicked at the same time. Why are you panicking for? What the fuck you worried about? You've done nothing wrong. You're not a bum ass motherfucker who throws stones in hide hands. You haven't been having bad days. What are you worried about? Why are you so panicked? Why are you concerned? Why is someone innocently walking into a store a concern for you? That's the type of shit that external people who are just monitoring and watching are going to start seeing more frequently and louder than anything else. You know what? A long time ago, somebody taught me something, and it's always to have patience, right? My grandmother told me never. It's funny because before my grandmother died in 2006, I was taking care of her. I had my daughter who was a toddler, a little one, and I was pregnant with my son. And I would ride my daughter's ass because my grandmother had all these beautiful things all over her house and they were all fragile and I didn't want my daughter to break anything. And my grandmother would always yell at us not to break shit. So I did the same thing to my daughter, and my grandmother was a completely different person at that point in her life because she started yelling at me, don't tell her not to touch anything. Let her. If it breaks, it breaks. Let her have the juice on the nice carpet. If she stains it, she stains it. Meanwhile, growing up, God forbid. But when you're in a different position, in a different physical state, and you're near your end, your perspective changes. And if you have to be brought to your motherfucking knees to have a perspective change, that's what the universe will give you. The universe is going to give you what it feels your vibration needs so your vibration can ascend. So you can grow and surpass these trying, sacrificing, and suffering moments and vibrational energies that you are radiating outwardly. If you are not a believer, the universe will do things into your life or put things in your path so you have no choice but to fucking believe. You will see things that you don't want to see. And if you are strong, because let me tell you, none of the ascension process, none of being a Heyoka empath is fucking easy or for the weak. None of it. So if you do have strength, you will wake up every day. You will get dressed every day. You will go to work every relevant day. And you will conduct yourself in a cordial fashion regardless of what you know, what people think you don't know. Because it's not about what you know, it's what you can prove. And even when you can prove it, it don't mean shit because people manipulate and are fucked up individuals. And that's where the universe comes in. And that's what harvest season is all about. Harvest season isn't just the first walkers who we call Native Americans, who we also call indigenous people, who I also call my ancestors, who also are tied to the seven African powers, the seven native powers, who are also tied to every religion without the use of words. Because if you go all the way back to the Yoruba tradition and you start coming forward, you can start to see how other religions, other gods, other deities turned into different genders, different names, different associations to other people's societies. It's like one day you woke up and here's this god, but before this god existed, there was three gods that had the same power. Right? It's like, what's that game? It's like a Japanese or a Chinese game where it's white and black dots, and every time you touch one, it turns your color. You know, it's like trying to find the balance of how much you want to know and how much you don't want to know and how much you're willing to swallow and how much you're willing to stand up for. You know, I started working at a company doing delivery services last year. And around this time last year, or it could have already passed, but I feel like, I don't know, I can't remember, but I was doing a route in an area that is known for bloodshed, known to be a war ground, known for people who are of the dark energy doing sacrificial things on. So the land itself has been toxic with death, toxic with suffering, toxic with pain, right? And this is the energy that it looks forward to, so it can be cleansed, so it can be cleared of the foul play, of the ignorance, of the wrongdoings, of all that stuff, right? This is the energy that those spirits take advantage of so that they can be in the physical world with us. You know, if you live in that area of what I'm talking about and you frequent that, or maybe you go hiking at the state forest or something, depending on your vibration, you're going to hear certain things, you're going to feel certain things. And around this energy, when this energy came last year, regardless of the actual date, when this energy was here last year, I was pulled over on the side of the highway, before the highway, on a back road, and I was listening to native drums, listening to the chanting and the cooing and the noise that I was getting from it. I was actually experiencing it. It was beautiful, right? And we were talking about where the violent weather goes. It's to, you know, there's stuff going on over there, and it needs to purify. The earth is going to start treating the weather like its immune system, right? Like its first aid defense. Flush it out, cauterize it, right? Dry it out. And then it did. And I remember saying, oh my God, that's going to be horrible weather, please. Let it snow everywhere else, but where I have to go and my children have to go. And if it has to snow here, may it not stick to the asphalt. May it only stick to the grass, not the asphalt, so that we don't have to worry about accidents. We don't have to worry about dangerous situations that could arise. And surprisingly, coincidentally, that's the weather that we got last winter. Now you can demonize that shit all the fuck you want, but that's called ascension. That's called going internally for everything that you need spiritually and religiously, instead of relying upon other people's findings external to you and your ancestry, specific to your family, your soul ties. That's called learning universal knowledge and universal language and learning how to communicate with the universe, which is something that the natives, the indigenous, or the true first walkers of this world do. Now, you can keep demonizing whoever you want to, but this is harvest season, and you're going to be compensated for everything that you have done that brought you straight through to this moment. since the last harvest season. And for some of you, based on your energy and all that you do, you'll be dealing with your karmic cycles too, reaping what you sow karmically. And I'm not talking about because of what you physically done or said or didn't do or didn't say, but energetic karmic patterns that you are born into this lifetime to deal with, to break cycles for your ancestors and the people before you, not just in your bloodline, birthed family, but your soul's lineage as well. You're going to know what it means to be a Heyoka empath. You're going to know what it feels like to absorb all energy in the room and transmute it. It's like a purifier, right? Like selenite. You're going to recognize what people in your lives are selenite, are tourmaline, are hematite, and which ones are fucking voodoo. You're going to see people for who they are, right? You're going to see them. You could be at a traffic stoplight and you turn to your left and there's someone on the opposite side who you've never seen before, but they're radiating a powerful light. You're going to see that light. You're going to see that shine on them. You know, you're going to pass by them and you're both going to be smiling at each other and you're never going to experience each other again, but you are going to have that one moment. People talking about, oh, I'm seeing UFOs. Are you fucking kidding me? One more time. Have you actually looked at the true definition of a UFO? Have you looked at the true definition of a god, a deity, an orisha, a saint? What are their characteristics? What do they do? How do they behave? How do they communicate? How do they travel? What is the difference between all of them? What is a mystic? What is mysticism?